As we continue to celebrate the great octave of Christmas, it's very evident that the church in its year of grace and favor from the Lord celebrates two great octaves, Christmas and Easter, and they are very different one from the other. In this octave of Christmas, already on Christmas Day, if we listen carefully to the readings from sacred scripture for the masses, especially the mass at dawn and the mass during the day, our attention is already being directed beyond the birth of the Lord for a good reason. And the reason, obviously, is that for which God became man. And it doesn't end with his birth. We know to what end Jesus took on our nature, our human flesh, and lived his earthly life. And not just the readings, but the feasts we celebrate are feasts of martyrs in this octave. We had St. Stephen, the first martyr, one of the original seven deacons. We had the Holy Innocents, those children who died in place of the infant Jesus. They testified to who he is, not with words, but with their very lives, and they're exalted in heaven. Today we could celebrate as an optional memorial the great martyr bishop of the Middle Ages, St. Thomas Becket, who defended the church against political tyrants. Things haven't changed all that much in the last 800 or 900 years. But all of this octave is pointing us, directing us to our greatest feast of Easter. It helps us understand in its entirety why the church begins its own new year with the first Sunday of Advent, and it comes to a close by celebrating the great solemnity of Christ, King of the universe. So as we continue now, this is our fifth day in the octave, we listen to this gospel passage, one familiar to us all. It's the fourth joyful mystery of the Rosary, the presentation of our Lord in the temple, the prophecy of Simeon, not so much about the present, but the reason for this child coming into the world and what the child, who the child is and what he will do, directing us again to Easter. So we are given by the church this time of grace, a little quieter, maybe a little slower in our own daily schedules, so that we can dwell maybe a little longer each day on not only the fact that we live every moment of our lives in the presence of God who is with us, but why are we here? To what end does he wish to lead us?